busy in Washington with a corrupt government, with a government that I said more than a year ago was perhaps because of the money, because of the amount of TARP and stimulus funds, was going to be the most corrupt government in history. And it's proving to be that, just exactly that. This money going through the American at the American people's expense, going through the hands of political leaders, is in fact corrupting the process, whether it's Solyndra or GSA or a number of other scandals.
The G-Man is back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Congressman Issa of California, who is running an investigation into all of these various scandals, various and sundry scandals that are going on. And joining me now as my guest is Mr. Dan Epstein. He is the executive director of Cause of Action. And Mr. Epstein, welcome back to the program. It's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, we encourage officially whistleblowing. That is, honest people who are employees of the government who see nonfeasance, malfeasance going on, and who blow the whistle on it because they feel a moral obligation to do so, because they're representing the public, they're taking the taxpayers' dollar. And we give lip service, certainly, to that, but so often they are retaliated against by their associates and superiors. Would that be a fair statement?
That's definitely a fair statement. And Cause of Action, which is a group that uses legal tools to fight government overreach and expose waste, fraud, and mismanagement, we had sent letters to various agencies seeking information about the ways that they've spent taxpayer dollars. And what we also did, not only in response to the GSA scandal, where almost $1 million was spent on a conference in Las Vegas, but also the revelations from Inspector General Miller that the GSA was in fact taking out retaliatory actions against whistleblowers, that signaled to us that there was something rotten in the state of government ethics in Washington. And so what we did is we wrote to Jeffrey Zients, who's the OMB director, but also directs inspections and evaluations amongst some inspector generals. We asked him to conduct an inspection, audit, and evaluation of how the inspector general offices were responding to complaints. And at the same time, we asked the Office of Special Counsel to investigate, and we asked for information from the Office of Government Ethics. And it should be no surprise that the Office of Government Ethics, in its production to us under the Freedom of Information Act, certified that as of November 2, 2010, the United States Office of Government Ethics completed a review of the ethics program at the General Services Administration. And it stated, and I'm quoting, GSA's ethics program appears to be effectively administered and in compliance with applicable laws, regulations, and policies. This is a General Services Administration that we know, because whistleblowers have come forward to Cause of Action, has wasted taxpayer dollars for years, has, according to the Inspector General, Jeff Neely, had taken retaliatory actions against whistleblowers. The quote was, he would squash anyone who was going to go public with waste and fraud. He would squash them like a bug. And yet, the Office of Government Ethics, this is Obama's agency to be ensuring that all of the federal agencies are acting ethically, had said that GSA's ethics program appears to be effectively administered and in compliance with applicable laws, regulations, and policies. Now, when you think about a president whose first act of office was to have political appointees sign an ethics pledge, and then to have the Office of Government Ethics be so incompetent as to say that GSA's ethics program is effectively administered in compliance with the law, leads to no other inference but that this is an administration that does not seriously care about ethics.
Well, you certainly made the case well for that statement. the question, the GSA, it's a huge agency, but it is just one agency. Have you been able to determine whether you have a similar situations in other agencies?
Oh, there's no question. And, you know, it's one thing that Cause of Action has sent out Freedom of Information Act requests, and we've gotten documents from various agencies showing that there's waste and fraud. But so far as the whistleblower retaliation angle, there is a conference where I in no means was a welcomed guest. I worked for Congressman Daryl Issa when he was both chairman and ranking member on the Oversight Committee. And this was a conference held by former national board members of the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, as well as the Pacifica Foundation, which is a progressive radio organization. So these were very much political progressives. They held a conference this week that began at the Senate Judiciary Committee in the Dirksen Building. And this was a panel of whistleblower advocates. These were people who had basically said, these are African-American, and women, former federal employees who were discriminated against by the federal agencies or who were retaliated against because they wanted to blow the whistle on fraud. And what's amazing from this group of individuals who are part of the progressive left, they had all indicated that the Obama administration has waged a war on whistleblowers. That's the language that they used. They claimed that Obama has launched a war against whistleblowers. And in addition to that, these were federal employees from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. These were federal employees from the Federal Transit Administration at the Department of Transportation. These were federal employees who came from various agencies. There used to be a Office of Information Policy that was at Treasury. I mean, these are federal employees that come from other agencies other than GSA who are basically saying that those employees who blew the whistle on waste, fraud, and abuse were being retaliated against. And so I think it does signal that, you know, this is a, you know, to signal what Congressman Daryl Issa said, you know, not only do we have the problem that the Office of Special Counsel is not actively investigating whistleblower complaints and that the Merit Systems Protection Board is not protecting federal employees who get retaliated against, but keep in mind that what we have here is an administration that has spent more money than any prior administration on things that are not necessarily contract awards, but in fact grants and loan guarantees. I mean, you know, Mr. Issa said, you know, Salinger was a big spending project, that all of these things with GSA and all of these other sorts of things with the stimulus and TARP, you know, when you have so much of taxpayer money being spent, you only increase the lack of internal accountability, the lack of oversight, and the risk that taxpayer dollars are wasted. And, you know, the analogy is, when you think about these federal employees, and keep in mind that at the government, at the General Services Administration, you had federal employees who were paid on the taxpayer dime to construct videos that essentially mocked the fact that they wasted tax dollars. And this was part of that conference. Now, if you have the typical federal employee who's been on, you know, in an agency for 10 years, when in that federal employee's first 7 years, when they're looking at things like grants, they may spend grants in a way where, you know, if I have to give grants to 50 recipients, you know, I have a budget that says I can give $10,000 to each of these 50 recipients. So that's $500,000. Okay, and that federal employee for the first 7 of his 10 years had $500,000 a year to give out as grants. But what happens when you have something like a stimulus bill, which now says to that federal employee, guess what, you now not only have $500,000 to give to 50 people, but you have $10 million to give out to 50 people. So, of course, what the federal employee's incentive is to give the same $10,000 to these 50 people, and then when he has extra money left over, because no agency cannot spend its budget lest it not get its budget approved for the next fiscal year, they're going to spend that money on things like conferences, on things like commemorative awards to give to federal employees and third parties, on things that are going to waste taxpayer dollars. These things aren't going to go to creating jobs. They're going to go to enlarging and engrossing the government. And when you have that, you not only have wasteful federal spending, taxpayer dollars getting wasted, but you have the increased risk that you have a complete culture of noncompliance. You have a culture at GSA where when whistleblowers come forward, they get squashed like bugs, as Jeff Neely said. And you have a culture where federal employees basically think it's okay and, in fact, expected to waste tax dollars. And that's what we're seeing now in this administration. The fact that we have documents from the Office of Government Ethics that they thought GSA's ethics program was effectively administered and legally compliant just shows how noncompliant the culture of Washington and in this administration has truly become.
Wow. Mr. Epstein, we need to pause now for some commercial messages. If you'd be so kind as to stand by, we'll be right back to you. I'm speaking with Mr. Dan Epstein, the Executive Director of Cause of Action.
Now appears as many as a dozen members of the Secret Service were involved in a Colombian prostitution scandal. Now, six of the agents have been reassigned. The other six are now party planners for the GSA. Yeah! Party!
This is the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
I cross many rivers and highways, over mountains, shore to shore. Yeah, I carry the nation on my back, and if they ask me, I'll carry more. The future rides on American freight rail.
Freight Rail honors our veterans this Memorial Day and every day. Nearly one of every four Freight Rail jobs is held by a veteran, and we'll hire thousands more vets this year. Find your railroad career at aar.org/jobs.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.22%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A wave of new veterans has returned from war. Now they face a new battle here at home. VFW needs you on our side in the fight for jobs for veterans, education for veterans, health care for veterans, and justice for veterans. It's time. Show your support at VFW.org. Please, they need you. Be there right now for veterans. VFW. No one does more for veterans.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcoming, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about GEICO, now mobile. Download the new GEICO app today.
Sometimes the best stories of triumph run a strange course, as is the case with DMX. Following the rapper's release from the Arizona State Jail in July 2011, the multi-platinum rapper and Rough Riders legend eagerly sought to finish his newest album, slated for release in 2012. The first thing the 40-year-old rapper, born Earl Simmons, did after his jail stint ended was called his wife and kids so he could see them as soon as possible. Later that night, DMX was back in the studio. DMX was locked up for almost a year because of probation violations, but apparently he never stopped thinking about the projects waiting for him. He launched his comeback with a performance at the 2011 BET Hip Hop Awards. After he announced himself with his signature growl and bark to elicit a standing ovation, DMX and Swizz Beatz rolled right into Rough Riders' anthem and Party Up. More recently, X debuted I Don't Dance at Sevilla Nightclub in Long Beach, California, featuring rap newcomer MGK. To learn more, visit www.bigjakemusic.com.
If you don't think Sears' big Memorial Day event is the best place to go for home appliances, then you probably don't think Baby Talk sounds silly.
Aw, you don't need to cry. You're daddy's precious little man. Yes, you are. Did somebody make a little boo-boo in his die-die?
Sounds like somebody needs to think again. Right now, get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances and floor care, and up to 15% off all other appliance brands. Sears, think again. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Branded savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 520 to 529.
Get enough of the G-Man? Follow him on Twitter. The G-Man is back. This is the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back and I'm in mid-conversation with Mr. Dan Epstein, who is the executive director of Cause of Action. And Dan, we have a Facebook comment here. This is from Daniel Kenoyer. He says, great topic. Especially after the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives have been screwing the guys involved in outing Fast and Furious. Do you have any information on what kind of retaliation was taken against those who dared to bring up Fast and Furious?
You know, that's actually a very interesting question, and we have not... I mean, Cause of Action is an organization that very much takes whistleblower complaints and allegations of waste, fraud, and mismanagement and pursues them, whether legally or through other kind of oversight mechanisms. But, you know, I think something that's very interesting on the Fast and Furious scandal is that we have recently heard reports that at the Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General, both the top investigator and the deputy investigative chief are both on administrative leave, and it appears that they will be terminated. And the reason is because in relation to the Fast and Furious scandal, which is essentially something that is in charge, the Office of Customs and Border Patrol at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Branch of Department of Homeland Security is in charge with ensuring that guns and other sorts of weapons don't go into the hands of Mexican drug cartels. And in fact, what we've now heard is that Immigration and Customs Enforcement Bureau of, as part of the Customs and Border Patrol, basically there were agents selling American weapons to the drug cartels. So it's not just a question of the gun walking scandal where ultimately a Mexican drug lord kills an American agent with an American gun. But what has happened is, in fact, it turns out the Department of Homeland Security was aware that there were agents selling these guns to Mexican drug cartels. And in fact, what the concern now is that the FBI may have been getting tips to investigate this, and Department of Homeland Security offices of investigations tried to block that investigation and knew that there were people coming forward with this kind of scandal and were essentially covering it up. And now we know that at the Department of Homeland Security, the Inspector General's office, the top two investigators are on administrative leave, basically for covering up what was known. And that just signals that, look, we right now have a Department of Homeland Security which doesn't actually have an appointed Inspector General. The current Inspector General is acting. There's been no nomination that has gone through Senate confirmation. And, you know, that just shows, look, we could have an enormous scandal going on here, and we don't even have a Department of Homeland Security that has real investigative power. There's no ability for the Department of Homeland Security to thoroughly investigate this. And this just shows that not only do we have enormous amounts of waste and fraud going on in our federal government, but the president hasn't pushed forward and the Democratic-controlled Senate hasn't confirmed an actual inspector general who can ensure that there's proper investigations happening. So, you know, from the standpoint of ethics, from the standpoint of accountability, from the standpoint of actually uncovering a major scandals like Fast and Furious, this administration's not going to be able to do it.
Well, do you think it would be unfair to suggest that perhaps the reason that they haven't put forward a nominee and submitted him for confirmation is that they don't want any further investigation of this sort of thing, seeing all the damage that the original one has already done? In other words, you've got so much out there now that's so damaging, more would hurt.
And I don't, you know, I don't think that's an unfair inference, because you have groups on the left like the Project on Government Oversight, and you have members on the right like the House Oversight Committee run by Daryl Issa, who have both let the administration know that it's severely problematic that you have so many unfilled inspector general positions. And it's not a question of partisanship. Keep in mind that it's ultimately the Senate, and the Senate's Democrat-controlled, that has the ability to confirm these inspector generals. And, you know, it really just takes, you know, Harry Reid putting up to a floor vote, hey, let's vote on some nominations to fill these inspector general positions. And the fact that Harry Reid hasn't taken the leadership, the fact that President Obama hasn't asked his party's Senate control to actually put forward some of these nominations or to actually submit nominations, just shows that I think, you know, it's only fair to make the inference that maybe this is a administration and this is a party that's not ultimately interested in accountability and oversight.
Yeah. Now, one of the things, Dan, that you touched upon earlier, I remember from my own time in government, and that is when it's coming to the end of the fiscal year, if there are funds left over that haven't been used, there's a mad scramble to expend them, the theory being that the Congress will not appropriate what we're asking for the next fiscal year if we haven't already spent what we have. That money is supposed to be returned to the general funds of the Treasury, but it never is.
That's right. That's right. I can't tell you how many times I have gone into federal agency offices, and we're talking about agencies that run the gamut, whether it's defense, state, GSA, virtually any agency, where at the end of the fiscal year, they will purchase used computers something like hundreds of used computers. They'll purchase them just to spend out their funds. And there'll be computers that will sit in a room because they're essentially unusable because there's no software for them anymore. This happens. This happens because the agencies know that if they don't spend out that money, they're going to have to reduce their budget requests, and it's not going to get approved. And so, you know, just think about that. And the listeners of this station should just think about that the agency's incentive is to actually waste taxpayer dollars so that they can get more of it.
Wow.
That's the mentality of government.
Dan, we've run out of time, unfortunately. I want to thank you for coming by again. You're always a good guest, and you always have good information for us. And I certainly want to wish you and Cause of Action the very best. We hope to see you again in the near future.
Great. Thanks so much. And check us out at causeofaction.org.
Causeofaction.org, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Dan Epstein.